T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When you play Pittsburgh, it always starts with taking care of Antonio Brown. And you got to double cover this guy, but they've got some other weapons we'll talk about. It's hard to get a corner on him, but somehow the corner's got to stay with him, at least account for him short. He doesn't do that. He lets him outside on a free release. The safety's totally out of position. This is how not to play this guy. Hit him at the line of scrimmage, get a corner short, and have a safety deep.
Don't miss the NRG Santa Spectacular next Friday at Point State Park. Pittsburgh's family holiday tradition kicks off with a Winter Wonderland at 5. A special performance by a huge Chris Muller fan, Gabby Barrett. Holiday train display from the McKeesport Model Railroad Club presented by S.W. Randall Toys and Gifts and Fireworks. NRG Santa Spectacular, details at 937thefan.com. And that was former Redskins Super Bowl architect Charlie Casserly on the key to tonight's game for Carolina, slowing down Antonio Brown, who is flying right now.
Putting literally the brakes, you might say, on Antonio Brown. Well, wouldn't all the Panthers need is to put on some flashing lights behind him as he's running and he'll have to pull over to the sideline and stop? Do you think that this is a game, by the way? Kidding us, Charlie Casserly just talking made me think it was like a town crier giving that sort of analysis. Is this a game where if the Steelers win and it's been well established, you don't have a great feeling about it, mm-hmm. he needs to be their best player? Like a game where AB's individual brilliance, you know, you get 140 yards, 2 touchdowns has to happen? Because you've talked about the physicality of the Baltimore game. He had a relatively quiet game in that one.
Although he had a
beautiful
awesome touchdown.
Yeah, one of those ones you take for granted how good it is.
Juked you out of a phone booth kind of
right.
move.
Connor had a lot of carries in that game, just a lot of physicality. Juju, and I pointed this out, and I think some people agreed, it felt like that concussion protocol, if he went into it, wasn't exactly doing its job because he looked a little off even after he came back in the game. So you've had all that go on. Roethlisberger gets fallen on.
Took a big hit.
Does AB need to be their best player for them to win this game, you think? You also think it's going to be a shootout, correct? A high-scoring affair. They won't stop Carolina.
I don't think they'll stop Carolina, and I'm concerned that the Panthers will do to Antonio Brown what they did to Mike Evans last week. That's what scares me, is that Tampa Bay has a very good passing game. I believe they're number one in the league in passing yards per game, and their big target, Mike Evans, one catch for 16 yards. And Fitzpatrick tried to get him the ball 10 times and only connected once.
Here's the one thing. You said early in the show when you talked about Mike Evans, you framed him as generously as I think he could be framed. You said he's a top 5, maybe top 10 wide receiver.
He's a number one wide
receiver. Mike Evans' best season of his career
is AB's worst.
Of at least the last half decade
yeah.
plus. So I think it's actually apples to oranges even among great receivers because AB is singular almost compared to a guy like Mike Evans. And I don't think he's going to get shut down. Remember, that's a team that signed Eric Reed. And I think, just like probably you do, that Eric Reed is a ball player and probably
had
should have been signed.
Had an interception on a ball thrown to Evans last
week.
I'm
saying he should have signed a long time ago, right? We know why he didn't. They were so thin in their secondary, and I understand he plays free safety, but they were so thin that they signed the guy that was a pariah for most teams. I don't think that they are a very good secondary. In fact, I know it. The numbers bear it out. They stop the run well. They get gashed in the pass game. They're not stopping.
I want to know if there are listeners who actually think Brown's actions in his car today warrant supplemental discipline. I mean, Dunlap came out and said that he should sit the first series. I want to know if our listeners think that that is an appropriate reaction to what he did.
Can I ask this too? Can I pose this real quick? Before we go to the phones here, if he had been pulled over in that same stretch of McKnight doing like 70, mm-hmm. where it's a 45, and also had, I don't know how you even catch a guy for this, but texting and driving, like the cop says, I could see you looking at your phone, I wonder how people would feel. Because I think that's even more dangerous. Or if he'd been like going through a school zone where there are kids doing 50 and a 25. This is, because this put him at more peril than anybody else, I feel like it deserves the least amount of punishment as far as the team goes, which is to say none.
Yeah, the Steelers are obviously aware of this. And I think they told, their company line is, they told NFL Network they're going to monitor the situation, whatever that means. Take that for what it's worth.
Do they really have to say that in this case? We all know what happened.
I know.
It's all, just say yes, we're aware he got pulled over speeding doing 100 plus. You don't have to monitor anything. We're all monitoring it. Monitor Le'Veon Bell's upside down backwards tweets.
It isn't a minor traffic violation.
No.
It's somewhere in the middle between, you know, horrible decision and
it's
slap
reckless.
On the wrist decision.
It's reckless and irresponsible. And to some extent, even though if you watch the video, nobody else is around him, it's something that could put himself and other people in danger. It just is.
Do you think the Steelers should do anything about it? 412-928-9370. How do you feel about Brown driving 100 today? We already have one host on this station who has said, bench him for a series. Do you think that's going overboard? Or do you think that would be appropriate tonight? 412-928-9370.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.